Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, could we finally have a cure for baldness? In our Royal Watch, we talk about all the wedding prep as we count down to the big day, the inspiring viral video that marks the end of this man's bout with cancer, and our team of contributors bringing you more of the day's biggest stories.
But first, the weather's getting warmer, so you're probably spending more time outdoors. But are you wearing sunscreen? And if so, is that sunscreen actually protecting you? Consumer Reports released its annual ranking of the best sunscreens on the market. They analyzed 73 different sunscreens, testing for effectiveness and accuracy of SPF labeling. SPF, or sun protection factor, measures how well a sunscreen protects against ultraviolet B rays, which can cause sunburns and even skin cancer. But the report found 24 out of the 73 sunscreens didn't meet the SPF level listed on the bottle. They recommend buying an SPF of 40 or higher. Since then, you'll likely get an actual SPF of at least 30, which blocks 97% of UVB rays. The top four sunscreens of the year were La Roche-Posay and Thelios 60, Equate Sport Lotion SPF 50, Bullfrog Land Sport Quick Gel SPF 50, and Coppertone Water Babies SPF 50 Lotion. Experts recommend putting on sunscreen at least 15 minutes before you go outdoors and reapplying every 2 hours. All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend of mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I hear that Spotify are announcing some policy changes.
That's right, Richard. Spotify says it's scrubbing R. Kelly and other artists from official playlists and recommendation features. This as the streaming company clamps down on artists with harmful or hateful behavior. The move has drawn praise from many users. Is the end near for MoviePass? Its parent company has just over $15 million left in cash. While it's a great deal for its customers, analysts have questioned whether its $10 a month model is sustainable, saying it needs to raise money fast if it's going to survive. Facebook has recovered from its multi-billion dollar loss following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. It appears investors are no longer worried that the privacy scandal will affect the social media giant's top and bottom lines.
Nicole, I hear the company is facing some new legal troubles as well.
That's right. There's a class action lawsuit against Facebook over its collection of texts and call logs, the lead plaintiff calling it an invasion of privacy.
All right, let's see what happens. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling 325,000 Jeep SUVs in North America. A suspension problem could cause drivers to lose control of the vehicle and crash. The recall covers Jeep Liberty models from 2004 to 2007. And self-cleaning airline seats that destroy germs on contact are being developed. And it will tell the incoming passenger how clean it is. Recent swabs from inside a cabin show that just one square inch of a seatbelt buckle can house 1,100 bacteria and fungal cells. And this cancer survivor ringing the chemo bell to signal the end of his treatment will give you all the feels.
I saw this poster that was really funny. It was a bird and it had pooped on a statue. And it said, some days you're the bird and some days you're the statue.
Well, they say laughter is the best medicine. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. Danielle, I hear writing email is about to get a lot easier.
Hey there, Kristen. Well, sometimes this happens to me. Too tired to write an email? Well, Gmail is solving that problem for you. The tech giant is set to add a new addition called Smart Compose. It works like predictive texting on your smartphone. This feature is set to be available for use later on this month. Well, with romaine off the menu, it appears pasta and potatoes are back in good graces for folks trying to shed the pounds. A study published in the Journal of Nutrition found 37 overweight women who ate low-energy density foods like potatoes and rice and pasta combined with foods with higher water protein and fiber levels not only lost weight, but they did not crave as much junk food. And there is some hair-raising news for balding men out there. Researchers have discovered a potential treatment for the follicly challenged using a drug originally developed to treat osteoporosis. Scientists found that when they put the drug on samples containing hair follicles, the hair actually started to grow. But wait, don't go running out to the store to try to buy it just yet. This was just one study, and years of clinical trials will be needed before it can hit the market. Darn. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
Well, all good things come with time. Thanks, Danielle.
Time now for Royal Watch with the Sun. Let's check in with Arthur Edwards, the Sun's legendary royal photographer for 40 years. He is on the phone with us today from Athens in Greece. Arthur, hello.
Thank you, Richard. It's great to be back.
So what is the latest with Meghan Markle?
The lovely Meghan, the soon-to-be bride of Prince Harry. Madame Tussauds created a magnificent waxwork, and Harry, who's always been at Madame Tussauds, they dragged him out of the royal family picture, put a beard on him, and put them together.
Now, in America, Meghan's family drama is making headlines, and they don't seem overly happy that she is marrying the prince.
I wish the family would just chill about it, you know, that she's decided to make a break from that and she wants to start a new life here in Britain. You know, she's becoming a British citizen. She's become a member of the Church of England. She's given up all her social media. She's quit the show, sacked her agent. You know, it's all over for her in America. She's here now. She's going to be our princess.
Speaking of the royal wedding, you will be there taking photos. Arthur, what can we expect?
Now, I've got a good pass. I've got, you know, the guests arriving. The father, we'll get him waiting to meet his daughter at the church. We've got the mother escorting her in the carriage. Normally, the father does the lot, but the mother has got the main role here. She's accompanying her daughter, so that's different as well.
Arthur, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Richard.
A dog breeding company that advertises specialised service dogs for about $25,000 is accused of giving customers untrained puppies instead. The Attorney General in Virginia filed a lawsuit against a company called Service Dogs by Warren Retrievers. The lawsuit alleges families were told they were receiving a trained alert dog that could warn them about blood sugar fluctuations in people who had diabetes. But they actually got a 3-month-old lab puppy that wasn't even trained to walk on a leash properly or respond when called. The Attorney General's office said they received complaints from more than 50 customers, which triggered the investigation. The attorney for Service Dogs by Warren Retrievers told the Washington Post via email that the company denies ever setting out to mislead, cheat, or defraud their many happy clients. He went on to say they will fight these ridiculous allegations at every step.
Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 in Phoenix brings you this week's Life Hacks. So, Andrea, what do you have for us this week?
Hey, Kristen. Well, first up with our Life Hacks, save those empty egg cartons. They are perfect for road trips with kids. You can use them to store little snacks and goodies throughout the trip, and it keeps them nice and organized. Next up, a hack for plastic wrap. Normally, you keep it in your pantry with everything else. This, though, keep in your refrigerator, and then when you go to use it and wrap up your food, the coldness keeps it from sticking to everything. Lastly, grating cheese. Instead of it becoming a melty mess, take the block of cheese, store it in the freezer for at least 30 minutes, and then grate away, and it will grate perfectly. Kristen, back to you.
All great stuff, and I will be using that egg carton trick with my own kids. Love it. Thanks, Andrea.
Starbucks has changed its bathroom policy, allowing everyone to use restrooms even if they haven't made a purchase. The move follows the arrest of two black men who asked to use the restroom of one location in Philadelphia. Chairman Howard Schultz says the company's previous policy had been wrong in every way. You had to buy a coffee to use the bathroom unless the manager let you use it anyway.
Exactly.
I think it's not an unreasonable policy. Yeah. How do restaurants have that policy?
But I don't think that's the big issue here. What happened with the guys, you know, being arrested at the Starbucks had nothing to do with the bathroom policy. I think it was the racial bias. And that's why Starbucks is also doing racial sensitivity training later this month.
They are. That's right. That's racism dealt with. What's next?
I know, right? Hopefully that fixes that issue.
We've removed racial bias from all of our employees across 8,000 locations in a single afternoon.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to do, though, is this is one more step they can do in the right direction.
Yeah.
So
they're trying, aren't they?
Exactly. Well, let's talk about some new research that might help with a decision that all couples face, figuring out when to meet the parents. The dating app Hinge found millennials introduce boyfriends and girlfriends to their parents after about 10 dates or 2 months, basically. But experts say that's way too soon. They say 4 to 5 months is the magic time, or when you're in a very committed relationship.
People are living with their parents longer. I think, I wonder if what's happening is when you say, do you want to come back to mine, right?
Yeah.
You know, say like 35 and on a date.
Yeah.
Do you want to come back to mine? When I say mine, it's actually, it's like it's a bedroom in the house. It's on the second floor. We're going to have to just creep, take your shoes off and creep past. That's my mum and dad. Oh, mum, hi, this is...
this is my roommate. I call her mom. Yeah. Once your parents have an opinion on who you're dating, it's like downhill from there. Like, if they don't like the person you're dating,
true,
it can influence you to not like the person
you're
dating.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah,
totally. Or you go the other way a little bit. And you don't like them anyway, but you want to make a point to your parents and, you know.
Exactly, which makes sense.
I dated someone for 7.5 years and she never introduced me to her parents.
Really?
What?
Do you wonder why that is?
Well, I wonder, what does that say about me?
I don't think it's good.
I'll let you decide.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 5 DC, Guitars Not Guns is a nonprofit group that wants to end gun violence through the power of music. The organization gives free guitar lessons to at-risk kids. Not only do they learn how to strum different chords, but they also get to keep the guitar so they can practice at home. The goal is to provide kids with a constructive outlet to express themselves and give them a positive activity to engage in. In our second story from Fox 5 New York, another group working to end gun violence is Yo SOS, or Youth Organizing to Save Our Streets. The teen activists spend 8 months training in neighborhood engagement and conflict de-escalation before taking their knowledge to the streets. And Destiny Singleton says, you have the power to change your community for the better.
If you're okay with how the world is now and not putting your own input to it, then it may turn for the worse. So you never know. Your one voice may actually change 10 people instead of one.
In our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, more than 800 military-affiliated students recently graduated from Arizona State University. But two of those grads have an extra special bond. John and Nikki Fowler first met during Army training and were assigned to the same platoon months later. They started to date, but then John was deployed to Afghanistan. Despite hardship, the couple stayed together, eventually tying the knot. Afterward, they pushed each other to continue their education at ASU. And now, not only do they have their degrees, they also have a stronger connection. Welcome back to Top 30. The Washington, D.C. City Council will soon vote on a proposal to make 16 years the minimum voting age. The commissioner who sponsored the bill says these teens can drive, work, and even pay taxes. And many issues impact their lives, so they should have a voice in who represents them.
It's true.
Yeah, well, you know, there is a relative test market for this. Surrounding cities have allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections, and they've seen record turnout.
Right. Of course.
So, could this happen? It happen?
But that point you made there is correct. You can work when you're 16, so you pay taxes. What you don't want is taxation without representation. Otherwise, people throw tea in Boston Harbor and then, like, English people get killed and everyone gets mad. So, you know?
Yeah.
That was my brief history lesson.
So I enjoyed that. I remember.
Do you?
I did like a history. Okay, I remember. Fourth grade, I think.
It's when you sack King George III.
Yeah.
But I think this makes sense. The problem is that it's basically older and literally old people sometimes that get to decide if young people vote. And old people tend to think that young people have too many liberal views, such as gun control. So it's not really in their interest to have young people vote, and that's the block. But I think it should happen.
Yeah, I think with social media, younger people have a grasp on issues like never before.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Right?
US workers took an average of 17.2 days of vacation in 2017, the most in the past 7 years. But despite the increase, many Americans are not using up all of their days off. You Americans in your holiday time, you just don't really have
much. I knew that was coming.
You don't have much. 17.2 days is still only just over 3 weeks.
Hey, you're preaching to the choir. I get it. I want more vacation. You know, but it's crazy to me that people, even with, you know, a few days, don't take all their vacation.
I know. I don't really understand. And apparently that's bad for the economy, because if you don't take your vacation, you're not using hotels and restaurants and,
exactly,
and that kind of thing.
$255 billion, that's an estimate as to how far the economy is set back.
Extraordinary.
Because people are not taking their vacation.
Yeah, in fact, you would have thought it helped the economy. It's kind of counterintuitive, but interesting.
So why are people not taking advantage of their vacation days? Because they're competitive. They're feeling a little insecure about their job. You know, they think they won't be viewed as a good employee. So there you go.
Whereas I think my minimum is like 8, right? I'll probably squeeze in 12.
A month? Or
that's the idea.
I'm just kidding.
But I'm talking about obviously weeks in the year, but like you've got to see the world and do stuff and, you know,
take it. I agree.
Take it.
Now, check out this photo. It went viral, and it has an amazing, heartwarming story behind it. A single mom raising an 8-month-old named Izzy wanted to attend study hall for her college physics class, but couldn't find a babysitter. When she told her professor, he told her to bring Izzy to class. And while teaching, he even walked over to her desk, picked up the baby, and then kept teaching. And this picture, it just warms my heart so much. So shout out to Dr. Bruce Johnson at Arkansas State. I love seeing support like this.
Yeah, it's just a nice story, isn't it?
It really is.
And if everyone were like that, you know, in these sorts of circumstances, then life would be easier for people with babies, and I think they would probably get further. Because, you know, if the world were more accommodating, is what I'm trying to say.
It's not easy. The professor said she was just happy to play with the dry erase markers while I was writing on the board. She was such a joy and so sweet. You know, he said that he supports moms trying to do it all.
Yeah. That baby was probably better behaved and took in more in that lecture than I ever have.
Your mom used to remind you to sit up straight, and it seems she was onto something. According to numerous studies, good posture can give you more confidence, increased motivation, and lower stress. Which is why we've got today's top 30 deal, the Posture PT, Posture Personal Trainer. This easy-to-use device helps to correct poor posture by retraining your body to sit upright and with shoulders back. Made of comfortable memory foam and a nylon strap, it can easily be placed in your chair, car, or on the couch. Use it 30 minutes a day, and soon you'll be standing straighter and enjoying the many benefits of perfect posture. The Posture Personal Trainer retails for as much as $70, but today you can buy it for just $29. That's about a 59% discount. And you can get this right now at top30deals.com while they last.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he was heartbroken when he and Amber Heard broke up last year, but it didn't last long, and he has moved on. Musk and Canadian musician Grimes made their red carpet debut as a couple at the Met Gala earlier this month. So who is Grimes? Her real name is Claire Boucher, and the 30-year-old is a vegetarian from Vancouver, British Columbia. She reportedly met the 46-year-old billionaire online after the two shared a mutual joke on Twitter about artificial intelligence. Fans seem genuinely confused by their relationship, with one guy tweeting, "I think Grimes is just trying to get off this planet by any means necessary." Musk has previously said that he wants to move to Mars, so let's see how committed she really is.
A California man is willing to give up all of his prized possessions, including his own kidney, if it means finding a new liver for his wife. Verlin Robinson has been married to his wife Marie for 25 years, and about 3 years ago, she was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver. While cirrhosis of the liver is often associated with alcoholism, Verlin and Marie say hers is due to fatty liver and it's just genetic. There's no cure, and Verlin's not a match. So in an effort to find Marie a new liver before time runs out, he posted this message on Facebook, offering up his 2004 Dodge pickup truck and tent trailer in exchange for a liver donation. He also added, "P.S. I have good kidneys, and I would throw in one." Verlin's post has been shared more than 3,000 times, and there are hundreds of comments from strangers willing to get tested to see if they're a match. Verlin said, "I just love my wife. If I could take her place, I would." Elizabeth Stanton from Pop Star Magazine is telling us about some big international music festivals. So, Elizabeth, where in the world are you taking us today?
That's right, Kristen. Today I'm taking you halfway around the world to an exotic location in Northern Africa, Morocco. Ultimately, we're going to talk Moroccan music festivals, but first I'll set the scene for you. Morocco is a traveler's dream. First of all, Morocco is incredibly diverse in terms of geography. You've got the dunes of the Sahara, the high Atlas Mountains, and some gorgeous coastlines too. It's amazing. Moroccans also love to celebrate, and the annual music festivals there are the best. Looking ahead to June, this is when the music scene really heats up. We have the Festival of World Sacred Music in Fez. The theme this year is Ancestral Arts, and the concert will take place all over the city, including the Fez Forum and the Medina. Also in June, the Rhythms of the World Festival, which is held in Rabat. This festival is popular with the young crowd, and last year brought in over 2.4 million people. Bruno Mars, Jamiroquai, Texas, and more will be performing. Bottom line, you can't go wrong in Morocco. Back to you, Kristen.
Wow, I never knew Morocco had such a big music scene. Thanks, Elizabeth.
All right. That is it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new report says the best day of the week to purchase plane tickets has changed. Plus, the barista of the future doesn't ask for tips and makes 120 drinks every hour. And one sheriff's dramatic race to save a baby's life.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.